Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
The key to real estate, driving people's attention to a home that is for sale, a condo or a townhouse, a piece of land, whether that property is in the Shenandoah or whether it's at the beach or in D.C. or in the suburbs of Maryland or Virginia or Delaware, the key is good directional marketing, directing people's eyes to where a property is, helping them see that it's available. Now, there are the tried and true ways in real estate, which we know of. One of those is the sign, right? Putting a sign up in front lets people know, okay, there's a sign that says sale. We'll let people know that's a property that's for sale now, and if they're interested, to get in touch. Another is to put a directional arrow that would be directing people from the corner of a road nearby over to where the main sign is located. Two important tools for letting 14% of the buyers know that your home is for sale. Now, why are signs important? Because I meet with sellers, and they tell me, hey, I don't really want a sign in front. And by the way, I'll always, always give you preference. If you say, I don't want a sign in front to sell my house, no problem. I sold a home in Chevy Chase that has no sign in front, and the sign is not what sold the property. But you could potentially pick up prospects from a sign, right? So, and 14% of buyers do. So you give up something, you get something else, which in this case was privacy, and that's what was more important to that seller. Directional marketing can take other means, like the show, the radio show. I direct people. You hear me discuss two properties, one in Alexandria earlier on the show and one in Potomac, Maryland. I'll direct people's attention to properties that I have for sale. For instance, I have a third property that I wanted to mention as a property of the week this week, and that's on Masters Drive in Potomac. This is in River Falls, if you're familiar with where River Falls is. It's right off of MacArthur Boulevard, very close to 495, but far enough away that you have absolutely zero noise. Great schools there as well. Wonderful location, wonderful neighborhood, well sought after River Falls. $1.2 million, 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath, single-family home. Brick colonial, great floor plan, perfect for family living, entertaining, formal living room and a dining room, brick fireplace, crown molding and chair rails. Huge family room with a second fireplace and a butler's pantry. So much to like about the house. A great virtual tour can be found, again, by going to ericstewartgroup.com. Now, see, I just directed your attention to a property, which if you're shopping in Potomac or maybe you're a seller in Potomac, you now know. Another would be word of mouth. I was at Capon Springs, one of my favorite places in the world is this Shangri-La in West Virginia that's been around for, well, I don't know, hundreds of years now, really. I think President Pierce stayed there many, many years ago. And I was talking with the gentleman. I saw that he had a Landon sweatshirt on, and I went to Landon School, and turns out he was a graduate of Landon in 1970, and we started chatting. He asked me my name. I told it, and he says, oh, you're selling Skip's house, which is the one I just mentioned on Masters Drive. And I said, yeah. He says, that's a good friend of mine. Now, see, by word of mouth, I've mentioned my name. I might also mention a property to a passing by. Hey, somebody says to me, I'm looking to buy a house in River Falls. Do you know of anything? Oh, by the way, yes, there's a house in River Falls. There's directional marketing of a kind, okay? Another might be the internet. Now, the internet is this, massive information tool that drives information, again, to where? To in front of people's eyeballs. Most of the time, people are looking already for houses. When they go to the internet, they say, I want to buy a house in a particular price range, and I want to be in a particular school district or that kind of thing. They put in their parameters, and the internet spits out information from any number of sites. We advertise our listings on 350-plus websites. So we have tertiary and major websites. Every website you can think of, we're on. And when we're told, hey, have you tried this other website, I will definitely take a look at it. In fact, we've started using a couple of websites I didn't even know about, because some of our listeners who want us to work with them to sell their houses have said, hey, you should try this one. So key is disseminating information effectively, driving and directing people's attention. And then recently, on occasion, we use social media. Social media is, it's kind of hard to put your hands around exactly, because the concept is that if you talk about it, let's say on a Facebook page or through Instagram or LinkedIn or from a different social media campaign, the people that you know will see, hey, you've got this property. And again, maybe they'll mention it to their friends. Like most kinds of media, like the magazine media, you know, which is kind of a waste of money. Magazine media really doesn't drive people's attention to specific houses to want to buy those houses, but rarely. But rarely. I mean, it's just like almost unconscionably rare. I have done magazine ads over the years because I needed to, because it was expected of me, because when I was selling a $2 million or $4 million house, you know, you're giving them the spread of here's what we're going to do for you. The reality is certain kinds of media are ineffective at driving certain buyers' attention to certain properties. Let me be more specific. If you're advertising a culinary magazine information on how to raise cows, you're reaching the wrong audience, right? So if you're selling a $400,000 property and you're advertising in the Elite magazine, you'd say that's probably the wrong kind of marketing. But the reality is, who sits and reads Elite magazines and then buys real estate? Who does? I see these really nice, you know, heavy glossy magazines and all these brokers that market themselves then and say, I'm the, you know, the greatest, you know, gift to modern luxury real estate. And they've got these super spreads on how nice this house is. But in reality, it's eye candy is all it is. And it makes a seller want to do business with that agent. It's not what drives the buyers, which is why fiduciarily, I feel a responsibility to not do that. I could do it as a means of generating people's interest to me and do business with me, but let's be honest about it. Instead, I could invest the thousands of dollars that I would have invested into that glossy fire paper and instead put it into driving in front of tens and tens and tens of thousands of eyeballs through some kind of social media, or maybe even discussing it here on the show, taking rarefied air into a very large audience. This is a shotgun blast that's much greater than a magazine. You know what I mean by that? You don't, when you put an ad in a magazine or a newspaper, you don't know who's going to read it. You know, I talk about something on the air. I don't know who's actually listening at that moment. You are right now. So you've just heard me talk about this, but you might not have been 5 minutes ago. So how do we direct people's interest and attention in real estate is a very conscious decision that each agent makes. You can tie yourself up with a broker who says that they're going to give you the moon, and that's what you're selling to prospective sellers. Okay, and buyer agents, if you're providing a service to buyers. How do you direct people's interest and attention? You can provide unique tools, or maybe even reach out to unique groups, like perhaps you like dancing, like polka or something, and maybe you're a big sponsor of the Polka Fair or something, and so you put your advertisement in that. That's more branding. That's branding you, not necessarily the property. In fact, you wouldn't advertise a property in the Polka magazine because, you know, unless it's got a dance floor, it wouldn't make sense, right? Well, hey, I got to take another quick break. You can find out what I have to say by listening not just to today's show, but to previous shows online. You can binge listen if you want to. Go to ericstewartgroup.com, go to the radio section, and hear everything that I have to say there. Okay? All right. I'll be back with more in just a moment.